right, welcome to a special episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. But today on the show is a special episode. We did this once last month when Rocketman came out. We did a special on that one where my parents and I went and saw it together. And then on the ride home, I turned on the Zoom recorder and just started rolling and figured we'll see what happens. And people really, really liked it. So I figured we got to find another time to do it. And now we've got Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. And, you know, my dad loves a good action movie and my mom loves a bad action movie. And so this seemed like the perfect movie to have them come along and do this whole little exercise with. So my parents are back on the show. We saw Hobbs and Shaw, which of course is a spinoff of the Fast and Furious universe, which apparently is a universe now, starring The Rock and Jason Statham's characters. And it's absolutely ridiculous. We do have a full episode on it coming soon, but for now, we got our first impressions of the movie featuring my parents. So hope you guys enjoy this. You can, of course, follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. Let us know what you're thinking of the show. And you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And with that said, why don't we just jump into this thing? All right, so we're here in the car with my mom and dad again. We just saw Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. How'd you guys like it?
Absolutely the most stupid, ridiculous, funniest, moronic, entertaining movie I have seen all year.
What about you, Dad?
Well, one of the things she said was true. You try to figure out which one. I'm not going to tell you.
And I think I take Idris over Jason.
I like Idris over Jason.
I think so. I think, oh God.
What are you kidding? He's freaking fucking bow-legged. Oh, excuse my language. I'm sorry. You see him walking there so, like he has a chafe.
Oh, from the back. Oh, even he's gorgeous.
He's like he walks like he's chafed between his legs.
Jason is starting to remind me a little bit of, I don't know, Frankenstein's
monster, I saw that
the shape
too.
Of the head. Like,
I saw that too.
Who was that that was in, I'm trying to remember, in Young Frankenstein, was it Peter Boyle that played the monster?
Yeah,
he's starting to look like a skinny Peter Boyle, which is not
there's
really
a puzzle piece.
I'm going to tell him you said that, son.
I think he died. By the way, if you want, yeah, David probably doesn't know this, but who do you think was the best man?
At
John Lennon's wedding. Peter Boyle. I think that was his best friend.
Was he really?
Yeah, to Yoko. So, anyway, the plot was beyond ridiculous. The ending was, it started to pour in thunder. The sun was out. I couldn't understand that.
That was pretty weird. It just all of a sudden was storming.
And they didn't
maybe they waited till the evening. But anyway.
I like more haka. I like to watch haka, and they didn't do a much full haka. And how
what
he could
the
not
hell's
see.
A haka,
it's a special war dance for Samoans.
She knows a lot about Samoans.
Well, I watch a lot of Jason Momoa.
She used to date him. He's like,
nah, but they really could have brought out why he didn't see his family for 25 years because he turned his old man in. So you leave your mother? What kind of shit is that? You know, his old man was obviously a dick.
I think every emotional thing was very just tacked on, not thought through whatsoever.
Yeah, I would think a Fast and Furious had
could you more drive
plot.
A little faster than 12 miles?
More of a plot.
Fuck, you need to make a left at the light. So he goes to the right. Get in the left lane, you goddamn it. I just sat for almost 3 hours. If I have to see that Will Smith commercial one more time, I will kill myself.
Is that going to be the next movie
you're
going to see with us?
No, absolutely not. This just took my heart and soul out. This was, 2 hours and maybe 20 minutes or something? This went on and on.
There's a lot of montages.
Yeah,
I think there was like 5 montages to rap music.
Yes. And I really love that her eye makeup never came off. Whatever went on.
Don't you see those new commercials where you paint on the...
No, that eye makeup, those lashes, they don't last like that. And in the heat and humidity, please, and fighting everybody, ridiculous, but I absolutely loved it. Now I might have to pee, and I'm starving.
the plot in Fast and Furious is a little better than the plot.
Oh, no, I'm glad.
Do you remember the plot of the Fast and Furious?
I watched yesterday. They had it on one of the stations.
Yeah. Which one?
No, I don't know.
I think it was, I don't know.
That's the one.
The one with the submarine.
That was, I think,
you're telling me the auto, the car movie?
You mean there were six of them?
There's eight of them.
Oh, my God.
The car movie with Paul Walker?
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel became submarines?
Yeah.
And Simone's?
And now it became this?
Oh, my God.
No, but it was better. That was better. I mean, that was better.
And also, what was the bad company's name? Was Elote or something like that? I'm thinking of the corn on cob. The Mexican corn on cob. I love that. And they had to name it after that? Jesus, it was the stupidest. He is really big, though, The Rock. He is, I will say, that man, boy, he must eat like a pig. And yes, Roman Reigns, I saw him in there. See, so a little, shout out to WWE.
I didn't know what he looked
whatever
like.
Whatever it is.
Is that a wrestler?
Because you make me watch some of that shit. So.
We were just talking on the way down in the movie. It's the guy who had...
Yeah, you said Roman Reigns, but I didn't know if that was a wrestler or like an old action movie
guy. Oh, I said,
look,
there's Roman Reigns. You know, wow. But overall, if you have nothing else to do and you want to get out of the heat, it is super, super fun and completely mindless. And I expect at least three, not one or two, but at least three sequels. And I really, really wish there had been more Kevin Hart.
He brought it.
both of the cameos were great.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was good. I forgot about him. He's always good. But Kevin Hart is, he's like special. Something about him. You could eat him up alive.
So was it as good as you thought it would be or worse?
I didn't think it would be anything. I had nowhere to go but up. So I didn't know what it was about. A superpower in your body? Oh, please, you know.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, I think I'd give it an 8.
I thought it would be like a Bond movie, I think.
I mean, Fred says to me it's a 10. All his friends thought it was 10.
Then I'll give it a 9.
No!
Shout out to Fred on the podcast.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You think it should be... Shout out. What do you think, Dave?
It was fun. It was a comedy.
What do you think?
It's an
A 7. Maybe a 6.
Well, I'm saying. So I said,
so I'm being too generous.
I said an 8. I'll go down to 7 maybe tomorrow.
It's just if you want to get your mind off of everything that's going on in the world.
I thought the last 45 minutes-ish were pretty good. They lived up to how... ridiculous and stupid it looks in the good way.
Those fight scenes, you know, and those car scenes, there were probably 5,000 extras doing the stuntman work. It was unbelievable.
I think I'd have liked this more if John Wick 3 hadn't come out this year, because John Wick 3, the fight scenes are so unbelievably good.
Right, definitely.
It just wipes the floor with this.
And I enjoyed John Wick 3 much better than this.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, so...
They need to get him in the next one.
That would be breathtaking.
What? Having him in the next one?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. Get him as a bad guy or something.
One of his sayings is breathtaking.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right? Did you see that little video he did? Did I send that to you? Yeah,
I think so.
That was good. With those independent indie guys like, oh, nice sunset. I'm starving. I have to pee. 9 is way too high. I'll give it a 5 if you don't have a brain. If you have a brain, I'll give it a 3. How's that?
So are you looking forward to any other movies coming up, Mom?
Well, I don't know what's coming, but certainly not Will Smith.
Okay.
Oh, no. That is, oh, my God. I'm you. You are me. Gemini, get out of here.
Well,
name something that's coming.
I don't know, but we'll find something that both of you want to see and do it again.
Don't put me in the same ballpark, huh?
I still want to see Pavarotti, like somebody would ever have taken me to see that.
Leave me alone with that fat pig, he's dead.
No!
Sorry about that.
That you disgusting individual. It's a fat. And I heard it was fabulous, Robin Sort. So somebody find me Pavarotti. Okay.
Yeah, all right, die! I'll play you. You'll definitely catch up to him, believe me. It's the only way you'll find Pavarotti.
Look, he's driving at 12 miles an hour.
I don't know the streets here.
You're on Decatur, you asshole.
So wait, so this way.
See, he never made a left on Valley View.
Keep going straight. Going straight.
He's lost. He's 7 minutes from the house.
I got you.
Where are you? Is that thing still running?
Yep, I'm going to stop it now.
Hi, this is Wax Trax Records here on 2909 South Decatur. We buy all your old 45s, your old albums, any type of music memorabilia. Also, we sell music memorabilia, albums, CDs, and a lot. Come on down to Wax Trax, 2909 South Decatur, or give me a call at 702-362-4300. Thank you very much.
All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. Just quick little mini episode, but we will be back with a full episode on Hobbs and Shaw coming real soon. We also got a bunch of other episodes in the can right now, so I'm not sure what order they're coming, but they're going to be coming fast. We got a lot of new Piecing It Together episodes coming your way, and hopefully we'll get my parents back on again sometime when there's another movie that they both want to see. My mom doesn't go to too many movies, but this is like her third one this year already, so who knows? Maybe we'll get them both out to a movie again sometime soon and get them back on the show, because people do seem to enjoy it. So, as always, I want to remind you, you can follow us on social media at PiecingPod. Join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, a movie discussion group where we continue the conversation about all these movies. And somehow Hobbs and Shaw has been coming up a lot in there lately. Way too much, to be honest. This movie is freaking ridiculous, and nobody needs to be talking about it as much as we've been lately. You could also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, of course. And, go to our website, piecingpod.com, sign up for the mailing list. We're going to do some more giveaways soon. We haven't done one in a while, and I keep saying we're going to do them, and we've just been too busy recording all these episodes to get to it, but it's going to happen. We're going to do more giveaways soon, and you have to be signed up to our mailing list on the website to get in on those giveaways. So make sure you go do that, piecingpod.com. So with that said, that does it for this week. I do want to make a quick little announcement, though. As you guys know, we were out of town last week. I told you about that on the Mustang episode, that we were camping up in northern Nevada in Great Basin National Park. And on the last day, I proposed to my girlfriend, Gina. And we are now engaged. She's my fiance now. And you guys haven't had Gina here on the show yet, but she's going to be on the show one of these days. And of course, any photos you see of me are from her, because she's a photographer. And if you're ever looking for photos, check out GinaMazzoni.com. But yeah, we are going to get married next year sometime, and I'm sure that'll come up on this show at some point in the near future again. And like I said, we've been trying to get her on the show one of these days. She was almost going to do the Annabelle Comes Home episode, but we never did get to it. But we'll get her on sometime. So that does it for today, and I'll leave you guys with a piece of music as always. And I got to find a couple really good action-packed tracks for the Hobbs and Shaw episodes. So let's kick it off with Cut Open, which I'm sure I've played on the show before, but it definitely fits a movie like this. So this is Cut Open from my album An Unseen Sky, and we'll be back with more Piecing It Together really soon, as well as the full episode on Hobbs and Shaw filled with puzzle pieces coming real soon.
and all points west.